Now to the public authorities, how the medical records are going to help? It gives an idea about the prevalence of the disease occurring in that area. Then they collect the report of various hospitals in that area so that for public authorities, they can understand the endemicity of that disease in that area, whereby they can take public health measures to prevent that kind of disease. Suppose they feel that there are a lot of cases of hypothyroidism are occurring in this area, when they see the statistics of all the hospitals in that area, and when they see the diagnosis of that, if they feel that it is iodine deficiency which is leading to this, then they can think of fortifying the salt with iodine. That's a public health measure. If they see there are a lot of typhoid cases occurring in that area, then they can think of giving typhoid vaccine to all the children in that area or all the adults in that area to prevent the occurrence of typhoid. So this is how it helps in finding out the prevalence rate of the disease in that area and then accordingly take the public health measures. What is the incidence rate? How many new cases are occurring per 1,000 of population? They can find out, and based on that they can think of starting some new public hygiene measures to prevent the new incident, to reduce the incident rate of this disease. Assurance disability rate. What is the disability rate of this patients in the area? And they can assure that the disability rate should go down by taking the proper measures. If the safety measures are not adequate, and that's why disability is occurring. Suppose there are a lot of accidents occurring on the road due to the potholes on the road, due to some wrong type of signs on the road, or lot of vehicles and not adequate number of roads available. So they can find out by examining the medical records and accident records of that from the hospitals and then take the due measures for that. What is the death rate of people in that area when they see the statistics about number of deaths occurring in various hospitals in that area? And if they feel that the mortality is increasing, and the root cause of that, the cause of death, they can scrutinize, and if they find out that these are some of the communicable diseases which are occurring leading to death, or these are the non-communicable diseases which are occurring more leading to death of these patients. So accordingly they can take health measures, they can organize health education talks, they can create awareness among the community, they can start some new hospitals about that so that early care can be provided, and hence they can try to reduce death rate. Suppose there is more maternal mortality rate due to home deliveries occurring in that village, and then they are shifting to hospital, and that's how it is being statistics is generated. In that case, they can think of compulsorily registering each and every woman who is pregnant to take care of their antenatal care in a hospital, and all the deliveries should occur only in hospitals to prevent, to minimize the death rate of the pregnant women. So maternal mortality rate can decrease by taking due care, by preventing the complications of pregnancy, by early diagnosing it and treating it. Then to medical education and research. These medical records also are going to help us, for students of medicine, to learn more about how the prevalence and incidence of the disease is there in that area, to learn the signs and symptoms of that, to learn the right investigations to be done, to learn the right treatment to be given, and accordingly they become better doctors for future generation. It also helps in epidemiological studies to find out the trend of the disease, to find out the risk factors of the disease, where we are doing randomized controlled trials, and then based on that we are taking lot of public health measures, we are giving lot of health education talks to the community, and we can do research about various diseases, disabilities, accidents, etc., and in future we can prevent that or minimize that. What are the medico-legal importance of medical records? It's very, very important as far as the medico-legal aspect is concerned. As we know, proper documentation is very vital in case of the patient or the relative suing a doctor for medical negligence. For legal purpose, it's the criteria of the medical records if we see. It should be complete in all respects. We have to see to it that our medical records are complete in all respects, that is right from beginning to the end, each and every aspect is being clearly written down in legible handwriting about the patient's care taken in care given in the hospital. It should provide adequate information in respect of medical care rendered to the patient. It should be giving us clear-cut idea exactly for what he came, what was his condition throughout the stay in the hospital. So half an hourly, if temperature, pulse, BP records are taken, his input output is taken, all the nursing record is there, all the clinicians records are there, then it helps us to show to the judge that this is how we have taken complete due care required for that patient. Information must be accurate. It should be perfect. You should not say that the input output is adequate. You have to clearly mention how much was the input, how much was the output. It should be accurate. It should not be based on presumption. You don't say that I think he suffers from malaria. There should be clear evidence by blood report showing that Plasmodium vivax is present or Plasmodium falciparum is present. Based on that, the treatment is given. So it should not be done on presumption. It should be absolutely factual. It should be legible and it should be signed by concerned clinicians. It should be written in clear handwriting which can be read by anybody, and at the end there should be authentication done by the treating clinician that it is he who has written these records, and there should not be any change in the records whatsoever as far as possible. And in case there is some mistake, then you have to cancel it and then write the right thing above that. So the whatever has been cancelled is also clearly seen, and you have to initial that so that it is you who has done that. Now let's understand medico-legal importance of records. What all things are there? One is ownership of the medical records by hospital. These records are owned by the medical hospital. Original has to be kept by the medical, by the hospital itself. Medical record as a personal document, it helps as a personal document to the person. Medical record as an impersonal document which can be there in the form of statistics in the hospital. Documentary evidence in the court of law, it helps as a documentary evidence in the court of law in case of medical negligence suits. It is also required by life insurance company to know how much premium he has to charge to this patient. It serves as patient's will. If he has told something in front of doctor that I want, in case I die, I want my property to be given to my son, my wife, so and so, then it serves as patient's will also, where the doctor has signed below that and the patient has signed. It is required by information technology department when they want to have the monthly reports generated or annual reports generated for the hospital. Under Registration of Births and Deaths Act 1969, all the medico-legal reports are very, very essential. So any birth occurs in the hospital, they are supposed to notify it to the public authorities. Any death that occurs also, they are supposed to notify it to the public authorities around. What are the functions of medical records department? One is assembling of all the medical records, and they see to it that all the medical records are up to date, they are clearly legible, they are complete In case there are some lacuna or gaps, they have to send the medical record back to the clinician and let him write down the actual things, then only they are supposed to store it. They have to do the quantitative analysis of all the records that you have got, which will help them in preparing the monthly report or annual report, and then accordingly take some actions. They should do all the deficiency check and correct them. They have to complete, they have to get all the incomplete records completed within a short time. They have to do coding of these records, indexing of these records, so that in future, whenever we want to retrieve those things, it will be easy for them. They have to analyze the records and prepare statistics about the records, say the birth rate, death rate of specific disease, the postmortems done, medical legal cases, so on and so forth. Various statistics they can prepare, monthly report, annual report, it can be number of cancer cases treated, it can be number of investigations done. They have to prepare all the reports, so reporting, they have to number it and file it properly. They have to store and retention of the records as per the statutory requirement, they are supposed to do all that, and whenever needed, they have to take out the record, so retrieval of the record is an important function of medical records department. How one can do the indexing of all the records? There are various methods of indexing. One is alphabetical indexing, where as per ABCD you can index them so that alphabetically you can take out those records whenever needed. Second is disease index, whereby for a particular disease, whatever number of cases have been being treated in your hospital, you can have separate area in which all these disease records are kept. So disease index, so for suppose it is malaria, then M malaria will be all the cases of malaria patients will be there in that index. Then unit indexing, that means which unit has treated which patients. For example, in a hospital, suppose there are three units of medical department, Mr. say Dr. X, Dr. Y and Dr. Z, they are the HODs of these units. So the Dr. X, which all medical patients have been treated by them, their record will be separate, Dr. Y's record will be separate, and Dr. Z record will be separate. Unit indexing can be done. So similarly for medical, surgical, pediatric, gynec and all specialties, you can have a separate unit indexing done. There can be physician's index. So you have seen medical records, medical, surgical like that, separate unit index. Then as per the physician's index also, you can have what all patients have been treated by Dr. X. So they are separate. So in each and every clinician will have their own record separately. There can be operation index, what all operations are done, how many number of operations are done, that indexing can be done. Now let's understand how the movement of medical records will occur in a hospital. First of all, once the patient is discharged from a ward, the nursing unit will take this medical record papers to the census desk, where assembling of this will be done, and then the medical record department staff is going to check each and every record. They will see any deficiencies in that record and then send it back to the clinician to complete those records if they are inadequate. Assembled discharge records are then completed, or they are incomplete. So if they are incomplete, they will be completed. Then once the completed discharge records are there, they will do the code indexing. Then that will be completed patient's index card, administration check desk it will go to, whereby they are going to check, discharge analysis check and vital statistics desk, where they are going to separate out the vital statistics, birth rate, death rate, etc., and notify it to the public authorities. Once these records are completed, it will be filed as per their policies, whether it is alphabetical, whether it is physicians, whether it is as per the physician's name or as per the operations or whatever, they are going to file them so that retrieval of these records are easy for future use. So this is how the movement of medical records occur in a hospital. Now, what are the various reports which are generated by the medical record department and what is the purpose behind it? One is to evaluate the quality of medical care given to the patients, which tells us when we are going to do medical audit, we are going to check all the medical records to find out the quality of the medical care given. Second is for identification of deficiency in medical care. When we go through these records, it tells us if there is any deficiency of provision of the medical care, because we are going to correlate the provisional diagnosis, final diagnosis, investigations, based on the investigations, whether the treatment given and what is the progress of the patient. In case we feel that somebody is not becoming all right, the person is getting discharged and again being admitted, it means that there is something wrong. The proper treatment is not given before really patient being cured, you are discharging him. So this gives us the deficiency in medical care. You can even find out if there are unnecessary surgeries done, over procedures done, over investigations done or under investigations done. And in case the patient has died even, you can correlate the clinical pathological things along with the autopsy reports and find out if there are any lacuna in what was the diagnosis and treatment given. Increases the effectiveness of hospital administration. When you are having proper medical records, it is overall increasing the effectiveness of the hospital administration. It helps in prevention and control of diseases, because when you check all the records, you can come to know the trends, you can come to know the various addictions if people are having leading to those diseases. You can see what are the risk factors of it by doing epidemiological studies, and this will help in prevention of the disease by giving the right kind of health education talks or taking some public health measures, and it will also help finally in curing the disease in a better way. It helps in surveillance of diseases by public health department, whereby they can find out what is the incidence rate, prevalence rate overall in all the hospitals in their area, and if it is increasing, they will take the due measures to prevent it. It helps in collection, recording and reporting of vital statistics like birth rate, death rate, disease specific death rate, etc. It provides morbidity, mortality data to public health authorities. It provides the number of cases registered in a hospital, which gives an idea of prevalence rate and incidence rate of various diseases to the public authorities, and the mortality rate due to various diseases also to the public authorities, and helps them in taking public health measures to fight those diseases which are more prevalent or to prevent those diseases by doing something about it. For example, if there are more food poisoning cases coming, then it is the public authority who will see to it that all the vendors on the roadside are prevented from selling food, their food samples are taken for examination, and so on and so forth. So it helps the public authorities also in a large way by assessing all the medical records of the hospitals. By going through these records, we can assess even the utilization of various hospital facilities that you are providing. For example, you have got MRI machine. When you go through all the records, you can find out how many MRIs are done in this month or in this year. What is the payback period of that also you can find out from this. what is the internal rate of return also you can find out from this. So whatever hospital facilities you are providing, are they being utilized properly or not, you can find out. Planning of hospital and healthcare delivery systems to the community. Based on these records, you can plan in future what are the new facilities you should start or what are the facilities you can omit, you can stop it in case they are not being utilized in the right way. Then prioritization of the health problems. When you study these medical records, you can find out how many number of cases of a particular disease you are treating or what kind of accidents usually are coming to you. This will help you in prioritizing what all health problems you are having in the community around, and hence which will help you in planning for future services to be provided, new facilities to be started, new number of consultants to be taken in so that better services can be provided to your community based on the prioritized health problems that are occurring in your, in and around your locality. It helps in monitoring and evaluation of the healthcare in general for the community patients. So, what are the types of reports generated by the medical records department? One is admissions of the patients. What are the total number of admissions occurring daily? What are the number of admissions occurring unit wise? Suppose you have got 25 units in your hospital, say 3 are medical units, 3 are surgical units, 3 are pediatric units, 3 are orthopedic units, like that. Then unit wise, what are the number of admissions occurring? What are the total admissions occurring? What is the distribution of the patients age wise? So whether your hospital is more utilized by the children or the adults or the women. So age wise, sex wise and race wise, which is the race commonly taking treatment from your hospital. Or geographical wise, from which locality more number of patients are coming, or area wise, which particular area you are getting more number of patients admissions, which will help us in giving us an idea. Suppose you get an idea that in this particular locality we are getting lot of patients for this particular disease, then you can have outreach programs there organized so that patients can be educated about that disease, and it will give a better name to you that you are concerned for the community as a whole. Then what are the hospital beds utilized? So daily census, number of beds occupied. What are the maximum number of patients in a day you are treating, whether there is any seasonal variation or not? What are the minimum number of patients you are treating? What is the average daily attendance, which gives you an idea about if you have got paucity of staff or lack of staff, then new staff to be appointed based on the average patient daily attendance. What is the bed occupancy ratio? It should be ideally around 80%, at least 75% to 80%. What is the total patients daycare? How many number of patients you are giving only daycare services? If you feel that daycare patients are coming more and more, in which case you can think of starting a separate wing of your hospital where only daycare patients can be admitted. What is the bed turnover interval? So all these statistics will help you. Then discharges, what are the daily discharges occurring in a hospital, or what are the discharges occurring over a period of week, month, year, etc. What are the days of care to the patients? Discharge, how many number of days this patient was treated in your hospital who is discharged? What is the average length of stay of the patient? What are the number of deaths, that is daily number of deaths over a period of time, total deaths occurring in 48 hours, net death rate, gross death rate, what is the fetal death rate, what is the maternal death rate, what is the infant death rate, what is the post-operative death rate, and what is the anesthesia death rate. So these are the various reports. When generated, is going to give us a lot of idea about what are the problems occurring in your hospital, where you are supposed to focus on to prevent, to minimize this death rate in your hospital. If you feel that operative death rates are increasing, then you have to think over what kind of patients are taken for operations, what kind of surgeons, qualifications and experience and expertise you are having. If anesthesia death rates are increasing, then you will have to find out. If you are not having adequate number of life resuscitative measures with you or not, whether you are having the competent anesthetists available or not. So based on your reports generated, you can find out the lacuna and try to correct it and minimize this. There can be workload, there is total number of outpatients. So if the number of outpatients are increasing to a large extent and there is lot of overcrowding occurring because of that, then you can think of having full-time doctors for OPDs, having extended hours of OPDs, having separate wing for specialist OPD, etc. What is the total number of inpatients? If you feel that your beds are always full and you have to reject some patients every now and then for admission, then you may think of enhancing these services by increasing an annex wing to your hospital, and if the place is available or satellite hospital you can have in a nearby area where you can add more beds. What are the new cases? What are the follow-up cases? What are the operations you are doing? How many number of x-rays you are taking? How many investigations are done, lab investigations are done, and department wise what is the workload breakup. If you feel that in a particular department the workload is much more than other department, if you can shift some of the staff from other department to this department, probably it will be more smoother. So hospital care, what is the post-operative patients who are suffering from hospital acquired infection? So post-operative infection rate, what is the complication rate overall, how many patients are having any complications of the operation or in the ICU, what is the cesarean section rate, how many pregnant women are undergoing operation for delivery, and in a particular department suppose cesarean section rate is more, then you may have to question the obstetrician that why in your department only there is more cesarean sections occurring. Maybe she wants more C-sections to be done rather than normal deliveries to be done, or there was some problem, some of the other problem, find out. What is the consultation rate, what is the autopsy rate, how many autopsies you are doing for medical cases, for medical legal cases, what is the rate of normal tissues removed. When you are having histopathological reports and finding out so many normal tissues, that means probably some of the biopsies which were done were not needed. What is the rate of disagreement between final and pathological result of the treatment? Your provisional diagnosis says that this person is having a particular disease, say tuberculosis. And then when the lymph node was removed and it was examined histopathologically, it was found that there was no tuberculosis at all, it was just a gram positive infection. In that case there is a disparity between your provisional diagnosis and the final diagnosis because of the investigation, then maybe the clinical acumen of the doctor is not that proper. You have to find out if something can be done about it. The unit record, each patient has one file only in case of unit record. The format type of the reports can be, it can be source oriented or it can be problem oriented. for what particular problem the patient has come, or it can be integrated medical record. So this is how we can have different types of formats for the reports. Regarding preservation, coding and indexing of medical record, one can have a master patient index. Like master server we are having, one can have a master patient index of all the patients in the hospital, right from beginning of the hospital to the end. You can have disease and operation indexes, how many patients have been admitted for a particular disease, how many operations are done, which kind of operations are done. So you can have that indexes. You can have physician index, under each doctor how many patients have been treated in your hospital, and all patients records will be there under this doctor. You can have various registers to be maintained for number of births occurring, number of deaths occurring, number of maternal mortality, number of infant mortality, their names, address and everything in detail, what was the cause of it. You can have total admissions registers. So various kinds of registers are there. Then filling methods, whether you are having straight numerical, that 1, 2, 3, 4, whether it is terminal digit, so 1.1.2 like that, or whether there is a middle digit, so is it 1.1.1, 1.1.2, 1.1.3, and then after 100 you can have, after 99 you can have 1.2.1 like that, so is it a middle digit that you are looking into. Then medical record in retention policy, what's the policy of medical record retention in your hospital, how many years you are retaining all the medical records of the patients. Normally nursing bed records should be kept for 2 years, x-rays and OPD records should be kept for 5 years, IPD records, inpatient department or ward records should be kept for 10 years, and medico-legal records should be kept either for 10 years or till, suppose the case is there, then till the case is resolved, one has to, result of the case has to be there, then only you can discard or destroy those records. Now what are the problems and advantages of computerized system? Nowadays most of the hospitals are computerizing their records. The problems are there in manual records, due to which more and more computerization is occurring. So on the left side we are seeing problems of the manual records, due to which we have switched over to computerized records. The problems are there usually in a hospital, there is a high volume of data, and manual records when you are keeping, every doctor has got a different kind of handwriting. Many of them are in a hurry from, they are attached to various hospitals, so they are in a hurry to go from one hospital to other to take their ward rounds, and hence when they are writing the records, their handwriting is not good, it is illegible many times. Secondly, in medical records when it is manual, usually there is no standards, so non-standardization is there. There can be duplication of records because the houseman writes down one thing, then again registrar comes and lecturer comes, so each and everybody is writing the records in their own way, and so many duplication can be there. There is delay in retrieving of these records when the manual records are filed. It becomes very difficult for us to retrieve this because lot of space is required in the store, and there can be missing records sometimes because on the way before storing it can be missed somewhere. There can be inability of the patient to preserve the records. If you have given all the records to patients, at times they do not preserve, and then you don't have those records for future reference. The advantages of computerized system is it improves the efficiency of everybody. There is no repetition of that required to be done. It improves the healthcare delivery overall because real-time records are available on the click of the button in the computer, click of the mouse on a computer you can say. So the blood has been given in the morning, by the patient. The patient goes to OPD to the doctor. Within half an hour, the reports are ready. No need of the manual report to be collected from the lab to the OPD doctor. It is, he has got the index number, code number, that it is available online, and immediately the doctor can see the report and treat accordingly. So overall, it improves the healthcare delivery. It gives us a better quality assurance of the patients. The measure of the physician or hospital performance also is improved. They become more effective and efficient. It can be used as a teaching or a research tool also. It forces orderliness and standardization of the reports, because many of the things are drop down menus and all. You have to click that and then only you are going to get it properly. So orderly and standardization will be there. It increases the accountability of a person, and it's a very good managerial tool whereby we can easily get all the reports also generated very quickly by various the software available, whereby immediately you can find out patient wise, the disease wise, the physician wise, the daily report, monthly report, weekly report, whatever you want, you can easily do that. So this is how we have learned about various ancillary services which are very important for hospital patient care management. And once we take care of all these ancillary services like housekeeping, laundry and linen, the medical records, etc., it gives a lot of benefit to us by computerizing the records, by having the right kind of housekeeping services which gives an visual impression to the patient, prevents nosocomial infections, better laundry and linen care, and overall it improves the image of the hospital in the patients and their relatives and the visitors' eye, community at large, and hence the name and fame of the hospital will improve, and it will give better patient care, and there will be patient satisfaction, rather a patient's delight. Thank you.